This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer Kent. The 2024 Olympics start tomorrow in Paris, and Wisconsin sent a contingent of athletes to the Games.
Margarita Guzzi-Vincenti is a fencer who lives in Heartland. WPR's Margaret Fowles traveled to her gym to see how she was preparing for the Olympic Games.
All to final action, l'attaque touche. Score is 4-0. On garde, prêt. Allez.
Packed inside a gym, dozens of fencers stand ready with their blades outstretched, attacking their opponents and defending themselves. It sounds aggressive, but it's all in good fun. Every fencer is dressed the same, a protective uniform made of thick white fabric with a black mesh mask. But one athlete sticks out. Margarita Guzzi-Vincenti's mask is painted like the American flag. It signals something special since the native Italian is competing in Paris for Team USA in two different events. To prepare, she's facing off against another athlete, Julian Speer. In this type of fencing, the weapon is an épée. Vincenti and Speer go back and forth, taking turns striking each other. When Vincenti touches Speer with her épée, she earns a point and a buzzer sounds.
And I'm very fast, so I can control the blade with the strength of my arm, but at the same time, I'm very quick and light on my feet that I can escape if you try to come at me, or I can really jump at you and surprise you with a quick attack, quick strike.
Vincenti has always been athletic. When she was growing up in Milan, Italy, she tried all kinds of sports. When she was 7, her father encouraged her to try fencing since her great-great-uncle was an Olympic fencer. Franco Riccardi earned 3 gold medals and 1 silver between 1928 and 1936. Her dad talked to her about it over dinner one night.
You might like fencing. Give it a stab, right? No pun intended there. So I was like, well, maybe that could be the sport for me, so why not try it? And sure enough, I just fell in love with the sport, and then just the rest is history.
She rose up the ranks quickly. The Pennsylvania State University recruited her to fencing college. When she won the NCAA championship as a freshman, she was invited to the White House, where she met then-President Barack Obama.
I had a chance to speak to him and then just inquire, I would love to become an American citizen. What do you think? And he said, I would love if you became an American citizen too.
She earned her citizenship in 2019. Vincenti fell short of qualifying for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Instead, she went as an alternate. In Paris, she'll be competing as a full-fledged member of Team USA.
It feels more than an individual result, more than me going and say, oh, I'm going to the Olympics. For me, it's more like we are all going to the Olympics because everybody here in the club helped me.
That includes Abbas Fidel. He's been coaching Vincenti for years out of the Ottawa Fencing Club in Heartland. She's the 4th Olympian he's coached and the reason she moved to Wisconsin.
Her demeanor, she's so nice and so polite. But when she comes to the beast, she comes to fence, she's like a beast.
She trains 7 days a week, and that includes training sessions with Fidel. He puts on black protective padding with a weapon in each hand. Together, they move up and down the strip, working on touches and building muscle memory. Although fencing is an individual sport, the athletes at the gym support each other. Vincenti cheers on other fencers.
There you go.
She says they return the support.
Wisconsin people are so genuinely kind, and then you can just see all the love and the care and the happiness that come from their hearts.
Vincenti says she'll bring home good results for Team USA and the people of Heartland, Wisconsin.
Bravo. There you go. Bravo, my vida.
Margarita Guzzi-Vincenti first competes in fencing this Saturday. To meet more Wisconsin Olympians, head to WPR.org/Olympics.